The Inbox.
Ah, yeah. Ah. I can never ever need you.
The Inbox, baby.
Need you. Cause it dodges me so more. I noticed that they need you, mistreat you. This could all be worth so more. You know you take your time with me. This, that, love, you can kinda see. Cause you don't fuck me like you used to. Love me like you used to. Fuck me like you used to. You don't love me like you used to. You don't fuck me like you used to. Cause you don't love me like you used to. Cause you don't fuck me like you used to. Love me like you used to. Love me like you used to. You don't fuck me like you used to. You don't love me like you used to. Cause you don't love me like you used to.
Rockin' in your inbox, just shorty in my inbox. I'm dealing with a dog, we ballin' until we end that. It's still going till the keep moving. I try not to curse, cause I gotta stay on groove. And I feel like what I'm gonna do when the life change. The world folding on me, but I'm still on the right lane. You feel me? I see God for life. We still here getting it. Tell him about the world, my, we still flipping it.
I'm not a smile. I take your time, too good time. Don't waste your time, I just love you better. I'm for life, baby, you call me forever. But it's all with you. I'm dealing with my life, baby, but it's all with you. Nothing really changed, but just an altitude. I'm feeling like this move gon' make it back to you. I'm planning out forever with you.
Fall out, baby.
Yo, what better way than to come into the show listening to some high-powered fucking music right there?
That's a fact.
Appreciate that, yo.
Hey, and if you don't know who this is right here, it's your boy Feral Mo in the motherfucking building.
That's what I'm talking about.
What's up, bro?
What's up, bud?
What's
up?
What's good with you?
Yo.
What up? And you got JT in here, too.
In the fucking building.
The Inbox.
It's the Inbox. And we got some guests tonight for the season finale. You know, hey, this is the season finale of the Inbox going on right now, and we just kicked this shit off with a banger.
Yeah, you know how we do.
You know, and I'm not even gonna waste no more motherfucking time. I ain't about to waste y'all's time. We gonna get into it right now. We got some guests I want to introduce to y'all right now, and I'm gonna let them. We got a few people in here, and they're all going to let you know who they are and what they do and how it gets down. So I'm going to start off to the right and set it off with my man Seagar. Hey, Seagar, let these people know who you are and what you do.
Hey, I appreciate it, bro. Yeah, I'm Seagar for life. You know, entrepreneur, entertainer, brand developer. You know what I mean? We do a lot of different things, you know what I mean? We here with my team, True Gas.
Yo.
True Gas for life, you know what I mean? L-O-W, Load of Muscle.
What's good? What's good?
Tay-Z. She an artist. And when she be trying to do every other thing she be trying to do, she's a one-woman wrecking crew. She got
That's
it up.
That's a fact. You
know
okay,
I mean?
Okay. Straight hands up. On, hands on.
And we got the co-founder, Load of Muscle. You know
Load
mean?
Of Muscle's in the building. What's good, y'all?
Yes,
Thank
sir.
You for having us.
Yes, sir.
You know I mean?
I appreciate y'all for coming
you
through,
know
man.
You know we gonna pull up.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all showing love and coming through, man. It means a lot. It means so much. And
no doubt.
Especially because this is the season finale.
Season finale.
I ain't know that.
Season finale.
I know it was a season finale.
Yeah, season finale.
Yeah, well, they got Seagull for life on the season finale.
The best things come at the end to start over.
Right.
You did.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's dope. I like
that. Yeah, we're going to take a little break. I got to get some extra business right together, and we're going to kick it off. Even bigger and better.
Okay,
Stay tuned.
Come on back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's going to be a rough one.
Yes.
Come on back.
So, I had a whole different show planned for today, actually. The show was actually supposed to be a little bit bigger than what it is right now. This is big right here as it is. Mm-hmm. But I actually had a bigger show planned, but, you know, due to some unfortunate circumstances, the other parties couldn't make it, but
it's all
hopefully,
good.
Yeah, it's
you
all
know
good.
How to put things together. You know what I mean,
yeah, it's
everything
all
happens for a reason.
Right. So I'm glad that you know. Hey, now it's y'all's time to shine.
Hey, wait, hold up. Before we get started, Feral, I want to give a big shout out to you for putting this thing together.
Oh, thanks, so, man.
The inbox, it started off with you, Megs. And
shout out to Megs.
I was just engineering, and you asked me to be a part of it. I appreciate it.
It was good, Megs.
Yeah,
I appreciate all your hard work, dedication. You know what I mean? Coming up with the script every week.
Thank you, man.
Putting in the time and
effort. Yeah, this ain't easy.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's honorable to have somebody say that about you for real.
Big shout out to Pharaoh.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Hey, but there's still more work to be done.
Always.
Still more work. Always. But, you know, fuck all the bullshit. Let's get into this word of the day.
Let's get to it.
Oh, we got a whole script. Oh, I like that. Yes, we rolling it through.
Yeah.
I like how you move.
Yeah, facts.
You know, this word, I picked this word for a specific reason, and it's because I feel like it's not used in the correct term. People misuse this word a lot. They would like to throw it around. So I'm going to give y'all the proper context of the word of the day. And the word of the day is misogyny, folks. Misogyny is the dislike of, contempt for, or ingrained prejudice against women.
Right.
Example, she felt she was struggling against thinly disguised misogyny. That's the word of the day. That's the word of the day. So...
What made you think of this word?
Because I hear people misuse this word a lot. They throw it around. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, do you know what the real meaning of the word is? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I honestly know some misogynistic guys.
Yeah, I do too.
But I also know people who point fingers at people who are not misogynistic.
Right.
You know, I see it a lot. So, but I see a lot of misandry. You know what the hatred of men is? Misandry. I see a lot of that go on a lot more often than anything.
Jonathan Majors. But I kind of feel like it's one of
my nigga
things,
ran from like, from the girl, still got convicted.
That's a fact.
And this nigga crazy. This nigga ran an 8-8 and shit. You know what I'm saying? And still got convicted.
I got to keep it real. I feel like
Johnny Depp, they did my man wrong.
Johnny Depp won.
Right, but he lost all of his roles.
But the whole thing,
yeah, they took a lot from him while he was going through the process.
My man's right there.
That's crazy. Johnny,
like, that's my own
that's
dude.
The same thing as white people saying that people are racist to them.
Yeah.
Right.
Because when you're in a position of power, you don't get that. Yeah, and men run the world. That's just how it is.
No, it is. Right.
So
it's changing, we have the
control. You know, so I don't really believe in that. I don't believe that.
You know, well, at some point today, we're going to get into some. I don't know if it's misogynistic or not, because, well, we'll get there.
Okay.
We'll see what I'm talking about.
No doubt.
But let's get into our guests. So, C-God, how did you get into rapping or music in general? And when did you make your first rap song?
Oh, damn, you went to the deep ass.
You went deep.
I don't think I hit the Casamigo with that. Nah, but be honest, you know what I mean? I started rapping when I was like, probably like 12, you know what I mean? I was coming home from church, and we was riding in the car, me and my brother and my nephews. And the beat was on, and I just started rapping in the car, you know what I mean? To be honest. And my brother, like, which is Load of Muscle, that's my brother too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's dope to be able to come up with your family and build something, you know what I mean? Which is pretty rare. And people tell you don't do business with your family, but I mean, me and his bond's different, so we ain't got that problem. We communicate. Yeah, facts.
Probably a lot of trust there.
Yeah, yeah, believe it or not, we don't even gotta talk and we understand.
Right.
Yeah,
you get that from my mama.
I mean,
that's rare.
So like, I mean, my first bars I spit right there, you know what I mean? And it was like, it's like when I seen his face and seeing everybody like, yo, like, you kind of like, what was that, nigga? You know what I mean? You feel me? So then it was like, I was just grew from there. Like, I ain't really fall into the music. I just like started like playing with different sounds, you know, listening to different things. And like, I just grew. So eventually my nephew came, my other nephew, shout out, he do music too. He actually was on a European tour with me.
Okay.
Black Neighbor, you know what I mean? So he...
Neff, what's good?
He actually came down. We's like real fans of the Wu-Tang Clan for real. And, you know, it was the Ghostface Killer, Method Man, You God, and Inspector Deck. You know what I mean? Yes, mm-hmm. Straight up. Yeah, plus 100,000 others. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100,000.
So,
it's a lot of them boys.
A lot of men.
So, like, he came down. We started a squad called the Deadly Bandits. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the Deadly Bandits was pretty cool. This is a story I don't tell nobody. I ain't even get to really let nobody
get,
know
you
about
get an uncut
this.
Version right here.
Yeah, I don't let nobody get deep into me. Because I realize when they got too much information, they act like they know you too much, and they use that against you, or they use that, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? But I've been working on being more vulnerable with my audience, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
That's what,
and letting them have it.
People going to gravitate to.
Yeah.
Right. It's going to help you sell more.
Yeah. And so, like I said, he was Mike Devine. I was C-God. He gave me the name C-God, you know what I mean? And I'm like, nigga, what is that? He's like, bro, it's you guy, you know what I mean? He's like, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, all right. Well, okay. I got to be that one, nigga, you know what I mean? Like, I don't get see the method, you know what I mean?
Well, I can't be
method. I get you guy. So, like, you know what I mean? At that time, like, I let that thing die. Like, I try to kill it as much as possible. I kept telling myself Little C and, like, playing different names until I eventually, you know what I mean? Like it just kept playing with it. And my homie, I went to high school in Washington. Shout out my brother Fats. I ran into the school one day, and he came and he's like, "Hey, yo, C-God, what's good, nigga?" You know, I was like, "Who he talking to?" Yeah, I mean, because nobody know that. That was just something at the house. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Nobody know me and him was writing and rapping and recording. But back then, we had like little monitors on the speaker, and we put the cell phone next to it, put it together, and that was our bars, and that was how we recorded, and that was it. And we listened to that all night long, that's recorded. Crazy. You know what I mean? I catch my mom's vocal. Kid, come downstairs. Like, dang, I gotta re-record this. Fellas. Yeah.
That's
so, like,
funny.
Nobody's supposed to know that. You know what I mean? And then, like, I actually still never fell into the music yet. I really was staying away from it. I mean, because it wasn't really on my mind. I was already getting money at the time. I was comfortable where I was at, and I was more so focused on football and school. You know what I mean? That wasn't my priority. You know what I mean? And I actually opened a business, a 3-floor office building up in Washington, PA,
okay.
Which is, we had like a photo studio, recording studio, art gallery, live music showcase right on Main Street, you know what I mean, in 2017. And at that time, we had that rolling, and I ended up getting booked. I ended up going to jail, and we ended up losing that space, you know what I mean, because the building downtown collapsed. I heard about that.
Okay. Yep.
So the insurance company wanted to raise my insurance if the landlord wouldn't come and try to do something everything. And fix it and get it inspected and all that stuff. So I was paying two rents. They just want to make me pay two rents pretty much because it was the higher insurance made it like a whole rent bill. You
right,
feel me?
That's crazy. And that's not even your fault.
Right. That's it wasn't crazy. Even my fault. And like that whole situation there, like I came home, realized like I lost everything, but I fell into the music. I always found myself going back to music, playing around with it. I mean, like, we've been to the studio with my homies different times, but it was never really serious for me. But I actually, like, realized, like, you know what? This is it. I mean, people rock what I listen to. People fuck with me for who I am. I got enough love in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I've been around the U.S. like crazy because me and my brother, we've been moved. My mom moved us around like crazy.
Yeah, we've been everywhere.
So like,
state
yeah,
to state.
I'm like a,
we've been at least 30
yeah.
states.
I'm like an army brat without being in the army. You know,
we got
either.
Family in every state. Every state we got family.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
So like, where are you originally from? Where are you from?
New York.
Yeah, LES. LES.
Okay.
From LES. LES. Yeah, LES.
But my dad was in Harlem, and my dad always tell me, he like, nigga, don't let nobody tell you nothing. You from Harlem, nigga.
Yeah.
So he doesn't, that's where I stay with my dad at all the time. Like, yeah, my dad always made
swag about
it. Every time I came out there, like, Willie Lee Thacker, he made sure, like, he let everybody know, like.
Yeah, I always want to go up to New York. I've never been in New York.
Yeah,
but I always want
to
go.
Shout out to LES Squad.
LES in the building.
Yeah.
So from there, though, like, I came home from jail. I mean, I had my first baby already. I had the building. And it was like, seemed like, at some point, it felt like I was losing a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I didn't lose was my creativity and music for passion, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I dealt with that and I dealt with that. And I started, I was like, you know what? I looked at my team like, you know, we ain't got to stop here. This store don't gotta stop, you know what I mean? Because
right.
We realized what was moving it was us, you know what I mean? So me, my homie Fats, Common, my nigga Sings, we all rocked out and we actually linked into each other and we built something.
And BK.
Yeah, and BK at the time, you know what I mean? So, like, from there, it was just more so I start learning how to be a good marketer. Mm-hmm. I start learning how to brand. I start actually doing like personal development to create skills for me to excel at a high level. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And actually put myself in a place to separate myself. Cause not to toot my own, but ain't nobody from my neighborhood or in the next 200 miles has been to a European tour, sold out on Ticketmaster. Yeah, and you know what I mean? And dude from London to Amsterdam, from Amsterdam to Germany, closed at the La Rouge in Paris. You know what I mean? And be efficient. And be able to run a 30-man crew out there, you know what I mean? And be able to have that excel, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, like,
tell me, man, so you said a European tour.
Yeah.
Some niggas don't even make it out the Chitlin Circuit. You said
most don't.
Most don't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So how did that happen?
I dropped my first project called Opportunity. Opportunity is what set it off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's on YouTube still, so come holler at us. Yeah. Check it all out.
Opportunity.
See God, for life. Make sure you put C_GOD.
No, I know you guys are on like Spotify and
yeah, we
and
on everything. Okay. We literally on everything. Yeah, you could type
we'll
us in.
Drop all your links.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, facts. You can literally type us into Google and you'll find everything.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, and we got clothes. And we got clothes.
I like this. Yeah, you believe you all for it. I like how you move.
And we got clothes.
Yeah, I like how you
move. And we got hair products.
I like that. Because
we got the hair products coming too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how hard we be working.
Nah, I see.
Yeah, misbehave. Yeah.
I'm going to have to pay attention.
All natural shea butter.
All natural. Everything with the hair products is very natural.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, and you could, the shea butter is so natural that you could literally use it to cook with. That's how natural the shit is. The stuff is. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, you know what I mean? Like, we got a lot of stuff going on. We be all over the place, man. It's a nonstop thing right here.
That's good. That's good to hear.
So talk a little bit about the European tour. Talk,
tell us, I want to know. I know y'all seen some shit.
So you hit 30 cities. You hit 30 cities, right?
How do I get this to see both of y'all? Just pull a little closer. Can you hear me now?
Switch.
Nah, you good. You good. I'm comfortable here. I like getting to know this nigga.
So
you know what I mean?
So you said you hit 30 cities, right?
Nah.
No,
I hit
you
five
had a 30
cities.
Man tour. 30 man crew.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
How many
cities you hit?
We hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 city tour. You know what I mean?
Okay. And how long
we started
were you
at
over
the
there?
London at the Scala. You know what I mean? We're from London to Scala to Gretchen. No, that's the Berlin. We're from London at the Scala. And then we went to Amsterdam. At the Q Factory. And from the Q Factory, went from Gretchen in Berlin. That's the Germany. Gretchen is the name of the nightclub.
Okay.
And then we closed at the La Rouge in Paris. You know what I mean? And that was mainly, as far as like what question you was asking, that was mainly the places we stopped.
The place. What was that like just having people that speak different languages?
It was lit.
Listening to your shit. Like, what's that feeling?
That
like?
Crowd was
so that's,
all
that's
the way
the thing. Like, I didn't think, I was trying to find out my geographic and see my statistic and analytics and see where our music was pulling from. And it was pulling from out there like crazy, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We have a nice following. We did a 10-city tour in the U.S. before we went there, you know what I mean? So it was a cool follow-out, you know what I mean? Because I done did shows with Young Jeezy. I did shows with
Moneybagg Yo.
I did shows with... Kevin Gates. We did shows with Young Blue, DJ Funk Flex.
Funk Flex.
Cool ass dude. Yeah. Mooski.
Yeah, Mooski.
She a punter. She a chest. That's my nigga. I like that shit. Say that. I mean, I met a few like that. But so like it was like dope. I mean, actually that was the build. You know what I mean? I actually took the journey. There was no skip steps, you know what I mean?
Right.
We started from the bottom. Yeah. We started all the way from the bottom.
Yeah, there's no shortcuts.
Yeah.
Like, that's what
there's no shortcuts.
I be trying to tell people that. I'm like, yo, you got to fucking work. If you think somebody just made it overnight, they didn't.
I mean, even
It looks like it. Because when you actually hear from them, you know what I mean?
That don't happen.
Right about that. You right about that.
Yeah, it looks like it because when you actually hear them, they got money and they doing this, they doing they everywhere.
Right,
you feel what I'm saying? But people don't realize that before you heard them, they've been pushing for 5-6 years.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? And hungry. So when you hungry, you going to fight for it. You going to keep going. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You ain't going to let nothing stop.
I'm actually working on an artist development plan so I can just start. I'm going to do classes and all kind of different shit. Just to help people from the ground up. Cause
let me know. We actually do that. I do a lot of contracting for my clients and helping them build artist development and brand.
Branding
advertising. Yeah, brand is everything. Because that's what creates the funds. That creates the money. That creates a manageable business entity. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But you got to understand, you got to understand your unique value proposition. Anytime you're dealing with marketing, you're dealing with business, you got to understand your unique value proposition. That's how you develop, that's how you cut into the market and develop yourself as a unique brand entity. You know what I mean? Once you develop that, it shows that nobody can really mess with you. I don't know if you curse on here. I'll be ready to curse.
Yeah.
I've been trying not to curse on the freestyle. If I can curse on the freestyle, I was gone. You know what I mean? I was gone. I was like, yo, you know, keep it clean.
You'll see. We talking about some shit.
All right. I ain't know.
I appreciate it, though. I appreciate the respect.
I'll be professional, you know what I mean?
But yeah, say whatever the fuck you want.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, straight up.
Because you, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it.
Yeah, I'll be trying to watch myself, you know what I mean, as much as possible. Because I speak with a high intelligence. I try to make sure that when I speak, it's conceived. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But yeah, so like I was saying, yeah, you got to set your unique value proposition together. You know what I mean? And I got a few different artists that we work with, and I help develop their brand from the ground up to be able to create them sharp. You know what I mean? And I put a team around them for artist development because nobody's doing no artist development these days.
Yeah, they don't.
Nobody want to have
labels
that.
Labels don't do it.
They don't want that. They pay for audiences. They don't pay for the artists.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Niggas don't know that. You think you're about to get lit off there. No, they pay for what you got, your artists.
That's why there's a lot of one-hit wonders.
Right.
Because they get that one good hit, and now they don't know what to do with the next stuff.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but if you come from the ground up, you'll learn, even though that one hit did his thing, now you know, all right, so now I can feed off of this and build more stuff. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Not just stay with the one hit.
And one of the main things that you said that stuck out was checking the analytics.
Yeah.
Like, people don't understand that.
Yeah.
Right, that's so a major thing.
You're running ads, you're doing whatever you're doing to get your exposure, and then you check your analytics. You see where you're popping. Go to those cities, and then boom, from there. So that's dope.
This nigga, we sold CDs out the trunk. Yeah. Like, we still do.
We still do.
That's why I like Spotify. We ain't worried about that because we make sure we get all our funds.
Mm-hmm. Spotify,
we do everything. We get paid for hosting.
Nah.
We get paid for helping the artists develop. We get paid for a lot of like contractual stuff outside of that. We sold NDAs on, you know what I mean? I can't talk about personally out of respect. But we do a lot of things. So like, if you look for Spotify numbers, you don't need that. You need to find at least 100 to 2,000 fans that's loyal to you, that's willing to be able to digest your content. You know what I mean?
Yeah, facts.
Because people think just because you put it out, they're supposed to buy it.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work like that.
You can't do that. You know what I mean? And I had to understand it myself. It wasn't like the fact that I had like a unique sound on my end is why I worked. So I didn't really get to learn that part until later on.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But I did notice that when I listened to some of your jams.
Yeah, if you listen to a lot of his music,
he got his own little sound.
He got his own little lane.
Thank you.
I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, and actually, it's like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like, it's almost like, I want to say like that Afrobeat sound it's not really that, but it's its own thing.
It's its own lane.
And it's
telling,
chill. It's cool. It's slick.
Yeah.
That vibey shit.
You know what I mean? You got that gloss to it.
Yeah. Facts. Yeah. We definitely want you to move your feet. Yes. We don't want you to sit down. We gonna spit some shit. You know what I mean? That means something. But we want you to move to it.
There was actually a song I seen on YouTube, and I was fucking with a heavy.
Yeah, I bet you. I could tell you which song it is.
I was fucking with my choice. It's that zero tolerance.
Yeah, oh, I already know. It's in the list.
I was like, oh, okay. I can hear that on radio. And when I say radio, I can hear that on like a Kiss.
They went crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can hear that
all the way. But then, hey, yo, when we went to Jamaica, oh my goodness.
Yeah,
damn. They went crazy.
Yeah, that was a vibe right there.
Vibe. Hey, yo, they played it for an hour straight.
Straight up.
Same song.
They do that out there. And you don't realize it, though. You didn't realize
it. For an hour straight.
We straight like a motherfucker in that bitch. And we looking like, damn, nigga, the fuck at? Straight up.
Yeah, they was going crazy.
That's dope.
Girls got body slammed and all that shit. Jamaica's a whole different lifestyle.
That's crazy.
Straight up. They do. Oh, I don't understand it, but you know what I mean?
They be loving it.
I don't get it. But
give me that rock bottom.
Yeah, straight up.
Me back up
straight up.
Shit.
Yeah. Straight Undertaker. Like,
Hey, let's hear that shit.
Yeah, yeah, play that shit.
Let's play,
plug in, Pharaoh.
Let's play that Zero Tower. We're going to play that Zero Tolerance.
All right, let's get it. Let's get it. See God for life.
My nigga.
Zero Tolerance. Let's go.
See God for life.
Feeling like I'm dealing with no other side. Playing with some different levels. Hoping that you really ride. What we going to take for it? Time make us wait for it. I'm waiting for it. Oh.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, that's you too. They gotta get their money too.
Feeling like I'm dealing with no other side. Playing with some different levels. Hoping that you really ride. What we gonna take for it? Time make us wait for it. I'm waiting for an opening. Trying to make it. Cause I want you, baby. I don't want nobody else. Cause I got you. To baby, I'm the reason why men die. The ice up in your veins, I'm the reason your heart cry. Back and forth again. Think about divorce again. You broke my heart, you dirty bitch. I swear to God you won't again. When we first met, I thought you wouldn't doubt me. Why you tryna leave without me, knowing you can't live without me? Girl, I'm missing you. I'm a whole different world. Effing with me, I shoot you to a whole different world. They never stand me and you. It's just shit that we do. Put this needle in your heart. You can see me and you. I promise I would never steer you wrong. I'll keep you calm. I'll be the reason in your life to keep you strong. It's like, 'cause I want you, baby. I don't want nobody else. 'Cause I got you, baby. I know you toxic for my health. 'Cause I want you. Women think they want it. I've been trying to get it out the field like I'm on it. Stick it in, just notice how it heals when you want it. Came too far to leave it at a buy and condone it. Streets told me you always see a lie where you want it. They gon' say things about you won't matter in the morning. I feeling like it's more deeper to leave it on world eager. Everything just came, I'm just trying to hit it more eager. I make they feelin' with me. I think they wanna get it good, 'cause she dealin' with me. I know you really can't leave, 'cause you feelin' with me. I laid it on you so good, 'cause you dealin' with me. I'm a little toxic, feelin' like I got shit. Thinking about this time, gon' make you lose, gon' make it poppin'. I wanna see you lock it, girl, go and drop it. Show a real nigga what it's like when you got it. 'Cause I want you, baby. I don't want nobody. Cause I got you,
Ball Out Production,
baby. I know you toxic for my
cause I want you,
baby. I don't want nobody else. Cause I got you, baby. I know you toxic for my
what a hit, I gotta do the hit it again. Again.
Washington, PA.
That's offended.
Hey, you just made Washington proud. You just, hey, you just put the county on the map.
People been telling me that, though.
You just put the county
people
on the map.
People be calling me a legend for doing all that. I'm like, yo, I ain't a legend. I ain't there yet, nigga. No, I got shit I got to do, you know what I mean?
We don't.
So, like, that's love that people say that to me.
Living legend.
Oh, shit, the hub come to me like crazy because I still make sure, like, I show love, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, because a lot of people don't show love, man.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
A lot of people don't.
A lot of people
sad.
Forget where they come from.
Right.
I just came, like, right now I came back because we're trying to get a recreational center in Washington, PA that we put together. I just got done talking to the Boys and Girls Club, and they want to come and be involved on our loyalty project and come get involved on that. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually trying to get school busing for the Washington High School. So I'm actually developing that process to get them instituted in.
It's definitely coming.
So that's I speak with the city council next week, and I speak with the mayor the following week after that.
Yeah, and I'll be on board with the NAACP, so if I can help in any way, let me know.
Man, right now, we need help.
Okay, let me know if you need another engineer and somebody
to help with the promotion and marketing. Like, I do that, for real, at a high level. I got different connections. We deal with a lot of Hollywood shit now, so like...
As you can see, we got our hands in everything.
Video production company, too.
But I got my hands in tech right now.
Do you?
Okay. And I might be able to... I got to holler at you off air, but we just partnered up with this... with this brand that does speakers, headphones, all
that.
I do coding.
I do coding. I'm certified. I might be able to get your own exclusive line.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So we need to talk.
Yeah, we definitely need to talk.
Yeah, I'm definitely need to talk. Bro. I'm certified in Python, do all that. Like, I really create codes and all that. Like,
I'm going to help you break that. Yeah, bro, I'm literally,
I went to school. I got a certification from the University of Maryland.
He gets busy.
And the innovation business model.
He don't sleep. That's one thing we don't do.
University and leadership and public speaking from University Hall, because you're smart
and you understand consistency and how to
go. Hey, you know how I knew he was gonna be a music. He was gonna fuck with music heavy. Was whenever remember that Busta Rhyme joint that put your hands up.
That's my joint, right? That's the first time I heard.
Real rap. He used to drive me crazy, B. Mom like, get your brother. Man, you driving me crazy, B. Hey, yo, I put on that Busta Rhyme joint. Here, relax. I said, it's oh, yeah. Yeah. Here, relax. That's how I knew it was going to be a problem. I said, yeah, he gonna do something. He going to do something.
That's what's up.
He going to do something.
You can just see all
that. Now, I got a question that, you know, it's a question I would ask everybody on my old show, Everything Under the Sun.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a fun question. I want everybody to, you know, give y'all's opinion.
Yeah.
So, what's your top five favorite rappers?
Ooh.
I got it. Ooh. I've been practicing on this one. Everybody hit me with this, but I've been practicing, and I want to make sure. My top five starts with Big L. You know what I mean? Okay. Big L got to be on the top.
Your voice sounds a little bit like that.
Then I got Jadakiss. I like Jadakiss.
Okay, Jada.
You know what I mean?
Kiss the...
Then I ain't gonna lie. I fuck with 50 Cent. 50 Cent gotta be... I gotta throw him up there.
Yeah.
I can't say he's above Pac and Biggie, though.
Yeah. You know, that's his five, though. Make sure you let him, let everybody know that's his five.
But actually...
My five starts different.
I fucked it up a little bit. I threw 50 in there and it fucked it up just a little bit. But I like 50 because... I like the energy you bring.
Is that right?
You know
right.
I like, yo, that yeah, reminds yeah. me of my side. Relate
you,
to it.
Is your top five? So your top five. Do you think hip-hop. That's the best? Do you think that's the best? Because like my top five might not be what I think is overall best. It's just my favorite.
Rap wise.
Yeah. So
I forgot Lil Wayne.
Do you think they're the best to ever do it, or is it just your favorites?
Top three best to ever do it. Big L, I think Big L's at the top. He only had a short career, and he's still talked about to this day. Mm-hmm. And he actually, if people will tell you, even Nas will tell you, like, Nas was like, yo, I say, when I seen heard this first joint drop, he said, yo, how am I supposed to fuck with that? It's just straight up, like, you know what I mean? And Nas is an elite. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Straight up, you know what I mean? So, like, I would have to say that, like, that personally, yeah. You know what I mean? I wouldn't say 50 Cent's the top rapper out of them, you know what I mean? Those are my top five for who I like. You know
right,
I mean?
Right.
But yeah. Top five, like, rappers. Rapper, you want to go rapping?
Real rapping?
Real rapping?
Yeah.
All right, I got a Big L still at the top. Mm-hmm. I got to give it to him.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? Because it was cold, it was eccentric, and it was valuable. You know what I mean?
Oh, that shit was.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, in the era of the time, you know what I mean? It just made it crazy. And even, like, Jay-Z tell you, like, that was the dude. Like, I was trying to sign him before he died. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like... And plus, you know what I mean, I resonate with Big L.
He could have been better than Jay-Z.
He could have been better.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a fact. Business-wise,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Because he was smart, man.
Right.
He just got, you know what I mean, it happens. It happens to the best of us,
the whole
right?
Danger zone is
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, danger you know zone mean? Is crazy. You know, haters like to hate, man.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what they do. I swear they wake up and be like, who can I hate on next?
Yeah, right.
That's what they do.
Yeah, facts.
Right. It's fucked up because he wasn't even supposed to get hit. It was his brother was supposed to get hit. You know what I mean?
Damn.
But they couldn't. You know how the street go. You can't get to him. We getting whoever next to you. You know what
yeah,
mean?
That's a fact.
You know what I mean? So, like, his brother was involved while his brother was trying to get out the streets. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's how the story goes sometimes. So, like, you know what I mean? But I say Jadakiss too. Jadakiss my top. Yeah, I would put him above Big L. But the only reason I don't do it is because Big L, like, his short career made it last long forever. Jadakiss is still rocking and doing shit right now.
Still killing shit.
The best part about it, though, is dope because I got to see him, like, I grew with that nigga as my, he helped raise me, you know what I mean? In my ears, you know what I mean? And like, yeah, I'm gonna touch that one time for sure. But yeah, he like helped raise me. Like when I was going through it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That was who I resonated with. Back to the why, you know what I mean? To still feel me, to like what, like to the whole mixtape squad. Like yeah, and that shows, like you was talking about before, T, the consistency. You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
The fact that that dude kept pushing and going, absolutely. And then
he wasn't even really selling records like that. But, right. But yeah, that shit goes crazy.
But the fact that he kept going and he did a lot of mixtape work. So like he sold mixtape money all like you know what I mean? And he got paid for mad features and did a lot of things. Like he did a lot of behind the scenes stuff, which was crazy. And the BC him do the versus challenge between him and Dipset.
He shut that down.
As like watching Kobe get his first ring.
He said, "Oh, it's a battle."
That was probably my favorite verses.
When the locks came out,
that was next to my favorite verses was him and Fab. You know, a lot of people forget about Fab. I don't know why people forget about Fab, but Fab goes in, man. Fabulous go in, man.
That's that nigga.
Like a lot of people say they top five. I don't put, like, I always, like,
yeah, I like this, bro.
You can't just say five, man. It's like, I definitely be understanding when people like, yeah, it can't just be five. Like, I got it, you know what I mean? It's not in order. You feel what I'm saying? Like, Big is definitely my number one. You know what I mean? Biggie Smalls. You know what I mean? That's my number one. Man, it's just a lot of them. Buster, that's my
Buster's
dude.
Crazy.
Yeah, Buster, that's
gotta
my
give it
dude.
Buster.
You
that
gotta give it to Buster.
Gotta give it to Buster.
Yeah, like, hey, Buster put a lot of work in, man.
That's why 50 put my rotation
up.
Yeah,
that spot is crazy.
You gotta have a top 10.
That's why it's like it's not even a top 10. It's like a top 15. Top 15, and then the top 15, you can't really put it in order. It's just like however it lays. You feel what I'm saying? Because there's so many that different levels is different. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you know.
So, how y'all feel about Marshall ain't up in there?
Eminem?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Eminem's intelligent as fuck. He's dope.
Eminem is in there for the simple fact of if you really listen, his voice is different to me. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
His voice gets annoying.
But if you listen to what he's spitting, it's crazy. Yeah. Like
he's
his first album,
punchlines in one line.
Like that's crazy. Like, but
his wordplay is ridiculous.
You know what I mean?
But he'll never get the same respect as Jay-Z and
he gets it now.
And his lyrics
he gets it now.
Are better than Jay-Z.
Yes.
Yeah, so, facts.
I was listening to some Eminem today.
I ain't even going to say that.
That new Dr. Dre shit.
Yeah, that wasn't me, Jay.
that white boy is the hardest.
I mean, he got lyrics, man.
Oh shit! We got somebody.
We gonna take a break.
Let's play another track. Yeah, what you want to drop? See, God.
Oh, I got something for you. Hold on. Huh? Drop this for me. Huh? You can type it in.
This
me
so stuck.
Huh?
Yeah, that's the anthem, right?
That's the anthem. Play the anthem. I mean, that's one of the anthems.
You ready? See?
Yep. That's cuz now. We damn near related now.
Yeah, I knew that as soon as I seen him. I just couldn't put it together.
I'll get another cup. You need another cup?
Yes. Yeah, this is number one.
And we did that. We did that video ourselves. Yeah, we did that video ourselves.
I gotta win. Why would I lose? Cause I ain't had nothing. They told me to choose. I ain't dissing to the pain. People hating on my name. Women begging for the game. Fuck you niggas, we insane. I ain't been in the lane. Think about me, I'm bang. Hard cold like a chain. Suffer dull in my veins. See God through the verse.
Loving one woman, but if he loves a woman's face, all the women in the world won't satisfy. Cause I told you,
hard to find.
Sometimes you don't even gotta look for it.
I think I do it again.
Real loves won't find you. Cause I told you, I don't want them from the start, and I know you. Always need it from your heart, and it feels different. But I guess you way too smart.
That I can't go wrong with. You the type of girl that's gonna hold me down. Rape me like a pastry, salt cake, babe. Yes. You the type. You the type of girl that's gonna hold me all the way down. Yeah, all the way down. I told you all the way down. Tell them, speak up.
I don't want them from the start, and I know you always need it from your heart, and it feels different. But I guess you way too smart, and I want you.
I ain't trust nobody.
And I need it from your heart. I guess that me forever. I guess that me forever. See God for life. Ah. True gas.
That's something that right there, that's normal outside of here. You know what I mean? That's how niggas get money, and like that's acceptable. If you do that shit around here, niggas try to think that you're trying to get one over on this shit.
Yeah, facts.
It's crazy. Yeah, facts. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, meanwhile, facts. It's like, nigga, I'm hooking you up.
Yeah. And they don't even realize it.
They don't even realize it. That's
the truth. They see it as you trying to get over on. Right. It's a business.
It's right. And they don't understand that. Yeah. They're like, oh, but come on. I'm just like, bro, you know, this is.
Nothing in this world ain't nothing in this world free. You cannot go to Walmart and get nothing and be like, yo, I got you later.
Yeah, nah. That's the other thing. Like, you gonna go to any store and pay full price, but when you come to me, you want a deal?
Yeah, always.
Like, are you serious?
Always. Hey, I used to sell clothes. Trust me, I know. We still sell clothes, but I used to sell clothes out my car. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how deep we went. You feel what I'm saying? I've been out here for a bit. I used to sell purses, t-shirts, Tim's, sneakers, everything. You feel what I'm saying?
That's how hard we used to.
Yeah, we was going hard.
That's that new.
Even the roses.
But you know, we even did the roses.
The purse parties.
Yeah, the purse parties. We even did the roses.
Y'all was probably going crazy.
Yeah, we was going hard. We always been going hard, man. Like, that's what we do. We work hard. You know what I mean? Like, we play hard, we work hard. You know what I mean?
That's why the facilitation of this was so crazy, because all we did is just do the same thing.
Yeah, facts. We just changed it.
Right.
Straight up.
Facts. That's what's up.
And it's been profitable. It's been helping to take care of what we need to take care of.
Yeah.
And it's been showing based off of the growth, the dynamic. Right. We got a whole full True Gas label now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
And we can call ourselves our own. We don't got to answer nobody. We take care of all contracts. We got a team of 30 people that actually take phone calls and emails out to different booking agents and promoters, and we actually source and do market research, you know what I mean?
That's where the money's at.
That's where it's at, you know what I mean? And I'm just dropping game because I know, you know what I mean? I know our local is going to be on here, and I know the world going to listen. So we got to give it to them. Why not be on here?
They're
going to listen.
They're
going to drop that shit on. We ain't never going to get it on nothing else, I promise you.
But the thing is, there's no problem with dropping game because everybody can't do it and everybody won't do it because it's work. It's fucking work.
Yeah. It's not easy work.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's not easy. Nowhere close.
It's all execution. Hard earned money.
Yeah, every penny. Every peso.
You're
gonna
take
losses
and you're not gonna make money right off the gate. You gotta grind. You're gonna lose for a minute before you win.
Yeah.
Once you understand that, the game get easier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But see, and here's the crazy part about that, and this is what everybody else don't understand. Everybody that got a successful business goes through the same fucking thing.
Straight up.
And you know what people don't realize? Everybody think, oh, I'm at the bottom, I can work my way up. People don't realize the bottom don't stop. So just like the top don't stop, the bottom don't stop. But you got to keep working to get to the top. Yeah. You dig?
Yeah.
Because you can keep going down, too.
So that's that's why we call our music something different. We got a whole genre we started. We call it champion music.
Yeah, facts.
That's why they be like, yo, it sound like we can't really place it because we started our own shit.
Right.
Yeah. We actually been setting up to be able to release it as that and create our own genre. It's going to be able to, it's originated here. You know what I mean?
Facts. Y'all actually the first ones to hear it.
In Houston, and we've been around this area. This Washington County is the whole area we started from. You know what I mean? It fueled a lot of events and music, you know what I mean?
Right.
So absolutely. Like, to be honored to be able to put a different genre in the squad, so we're like we don't hate over here. Losing is not an option. You know what I mean?
Facts.
We ain't never set that as an option. That's
you
why
heard
our
the
team
song.
Wanted it. I got to win.
Right.
Why would I lose, nigga? Yeah, you know what I mean? Straight up. That's how we run this. You know what I mean? And we want to show that and share that with everybody. You know what I mean? That's why when I came back, my goal was let's change lives in this community. You know what I mean? We did what we needed to do. You know what I mean?
And we show mad love to a lot of motherfuckers, man. That's what we do. We show love. We give love. We expect love back. Y'all don't give us love back, we show you how to really get greasy. You feel me?
Right.
Yeah, facts.
And that, I mean, that's exactly what you said. You're giving back to the community. You're trying to get buses for the school who ain't never had buses.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. Right.
Trying to do, never trying to had get a community center.
You're right. Because, never.
You know, the previous community centers is starting to not really do what they were supposed to
do. Well, like, you also got to realize, too, you also got to realize, if you think about it, from the age, we're going to just say 17. 17 to 12, they have nothing to do at all.
Right.
Nothing.
Except for getting in trouble.
Except for getting in trouble. I mean, granted, yeah, you in the country, so yeah, you could do the country things like go dirt biking, playing in the woods and all that, but you can only kick rocks for so long before you'd be like, yo, what else can we do?
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying? So like, in the city, they got the Boys and Girls Clubs, they got all these BBRs, they got YMCAs, they got a lot of stuff for kids to do that they don't have out here, that they need to bring it out here.
That's why I'm glad my son, you know what I'm saying, he goes to the YMCA. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he
goes,
so he'll go to school, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. his high school, he'll go lifting and shit, mm-hmm. and play mm-hmm. back, you know what I mean?
That's
a lot. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. So. Keep your focus, because, you know what I mean, if you, idle hands, you know what I mean, it's crazy.
Right. And it's beautiful, though. The Boys Club, once people got in the newspaper, the Boys Club came, reached out to us.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And was like, yo, how could we help with this situation? How could we be involved? You know what I mean? We want to hear what's going on. And it was that, and we had that conference, that Zoom call conference, and we set an initiative in order, you know what I mean, to where we went out and checked out what they got going on. We're actually instituting it now, you know what I mean? People don't institute, they talk shit, but we find out after we do it over here, True Gas, you know what I mean?
Yeah, facts.
We actually got two locations that we're looking at, you know what I mean?
I feel like if I say it, it's going to raise the price, right?
Yeah, I mean,
the real question, because you know Washington. Is the city cooperating?
Right now, they working with us.
No, right now, right now, I ain't going to lie, bro. I am the city. I'm rocking out with everybody out here. People know me.
No,
they know
my
brother.
Like, board members, council, like the people who's going to,
I know you're talking about. Yeah. We already talked to everybody and made the phone calls. You know what I mean? The next person we got to talk to is the mayor. We haven't sat down with him. But he sat down with one of my constituents, you know what I mean, for the loyalty project. Shout out to Lonel, you know what I mean? We sat down and created something and set that full presentation up for us to be able to go talk to them in the next 2 weeks, you know what I mean? Dope. So, like, when they do see us, you know what I mean, you're going to see the real street. You're going to see the real people dealing with it, the real people that grew with it, and the real people that want to make a change. Like, yo, we had some concerns.
Yeah.
You know I mean, that's us talking to the duck. And when they see me at the meetings and stuff like that, at those city council meetings, they wasn't expecting that.
Right.
You know what I mean? They wasn't expecting.
Because no one gives back. No one grows and gives back. Yeah. They all just.
And they're not all our peers. You know what I mean? From what I've seen, they're not all our peers. You know what I mean?
Right.
And me involving myself and involving our side of the branch, you know what I mean? Which we hope one day y'all can come down, come to the city council and just be involved.
Hey, I'll be more than happy.
You know what I mean? And speak with the mayor with us and just let them know, like, yo, like, it's no reason why this one school is not getting it and these kids is coming from 3 miles away.
Yeah. All the way from the trailer parks. Everybody's down. Within a mile. That's why they.
Everybody's not within
true.
A mile.
That's
not
yeah,
mean,
right.
Everybody
yeah,
that matters is in a mile. Yeah. You know what I mean? Straight up. You know what I mean? Straight up, because, I mean, Watch High is made up of, like, over 80% black students, minorities, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's not taken away from that, but, you know what I mean, for Trinity to be so accessible to funds than we are, you know what I mean, it's crazy, you know what I mean? And I understand they're going based off
of
see, before I always address problems, I always find out the reasoning to why, and I always try to ask these questions before, because you got to understand what's going on before you try to make a solution for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, the reason why they're getting it, because their student body is like 22-1 each teacher, you know what I mean? And ours is, I think it's like, last time I checked, I think it's like 15-12-1, you know what I mean? And that's why they're getting that funded,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But we need to allocate this a little better and actually look at what's going on to what this fund is breaking down to. Because that school already got everything they need. You know what I mean? So when we going to wake up and make that call,
hey,
like, yo,
nice ass fucking
it's time to do the same thing over here.
It.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not just our football programs. Not just our basketball. Not,
right.
You know what I mean? We got
a
lot of shit
and they're bringing money in with the sports.
Right.
Yeah. They're definitely bringing money in with the sports.
Right.
So where is it going?
Where is it going? It? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why ain't nobody? Because my plan was, we set it up. Two bus routes. I mean, to run straight down Jefferson and come all the way down West Chestnut Street.
Whoa.
You know what I mean?
This is too much.
I mean, I think they need to hit. I think they need to hit. They need to hit.
Don't need nobody, you know what I mean?
Nah, because if the thing is, though, that's not the problem. The money and all that's not the problem. I want to figure out why we got to pay to go to school. Why is that the only option? Why I got to come with a solution to pay to go to school for us to get school buses?
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's the only reason. Because yeah, they're going through the Freedom Transit bus system. They trying to do $10 passes, and that's cool. But those aren't those right, kids' peers. Pay, like
right.
Those ain't those. You right. More alert to a lot of different dangers. Mm-hmm. Well, let's ask these questions. Why is there kids getting hit by cars going to school? You know what I mean? How come when we take an hour to walk from school, we not trying to learn, nigga. We trying to be disruptive.
It's cold.
I'm trying to see the first person I can talk to.
It's cold out
there.
It's cold out
there. I'm trying to smoke the smoke.
It's dark. It's cold.
It's not, you still, when you get to school, you're in a disruptive state. Walking a full hour, nigga. You know what I mean? Don't care where you at. You trying to see something.
Especially if you up Chestnut.
Yeah, that's why kids ain't trying to learn. We trying to go home, nigga. It's over. Because if I leave in the afternoon, it's going to be even colder. Straight up. You know what I mean?
You're right.
So, like, that's just what I was saying, you know what I mean? And hopefully y'all don't cut it out, cause I feel like I want these days.
Leave it in.
I want the change. I don't want to have to come in and institute an app to where everybody can have to get busted. You know what I mean? Yeah. We should figure that out through the state government and what's going on.
The taxpayers should be paying for that shit. That's right. Bottom line.
They are paying for it though.
They
are paying for it. Yeah, you know what I mean, it's just they sending the money to Trinity.
To other shit. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
To other places.
Mad love for my Trinity niggas. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing personal.
Yeah,
y'all
it's
good
not their
though.
Fault. It's
you know
not
mean?
Their fault.
It's not
they're
y'all fault.
It.
You know what I mean? Because they're going based off of statistical numbers based off of what they're
now. But why should I be putting people in Ivy Leagues and all that? So the education is there. So, like, what?
The education is not there. Look at the statistics. If you actually look at the numbers of what the breakdown is, you know what I mean? We're only graduating 75% of our students.
Yeah, that's not good.
You know what I mean?
Right. You're right.
Yeah. So where the fuck everybody else going?
Right. To the streets.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Straight up. There's no reason why my niggas are still dealing with cases they had 20 years ago. But right. 10 years ago, you know what I mean? When they was young bulls in the streets, you know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
There ain't no reason why niggas should keep saying, I ain't a rat, and be ratting on right. niggas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
there
a lot
ain't
of
no
rats.
Reason, there ain't no reason why we still going through the same shit that everybody in the dub previously went through. Right. There ain't no reason why all our bars get shut down. Yeah. We can't go to these same bars no more because niggas, a few niggas was out of pocket. You know what I mean? Niggas right. was nigga. You know what I mean? Niggas was nigga. Right. Cause they ain't shut no, they ain't shut the Jose's down. They ain't shut no college joints. But why we gotta wait for a college nigga to get shot before we make a difference in our community?
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to figure. There's a lot of questions I wanna ask. Mm. But you know what I mean? I wanna put it on the floor.
Listen,
nobody's trying to take the shot.
I know the answers to all those questions that you have.
Yeah.
However, I will not say that on here. Because I'm not going to be a target for none of them.
Facts.
It's bad enough. I hate stepping into that courthouse every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? For some child support bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Or some other goofy shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I do not.
Gotta take care of the kids.
You gotta take care of the kids.
Gotta take care of the kids.
You know what I'm saying? They. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, exactly. Yeah, why? Wow.
I'm just speaking for my community, bro. These are the questions that's getting asked to me, and I'm like, yo, I have concerns.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
now you got a platform.
Yeah,
so.
No, I'm not. It's not that I want to leave it on here. It's not that I want to put it publicly. It's the fact that I'm gonna be asking these questions wherever I'm at. Mm-hmm. I never talk about no man's back, and I never will. You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
So like, this is the thing I'm gonna say to your face.
They right. put their pants
I mean,
on
if
like
you
us.
Can't fix it, then who gonna fix it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Especially you got the power and authority to do that.
But I mean, if they ain't doing
they
it,
they got
in private,
the formal.
Gotta,
they got the formal authority to do that.
If they ain't doing it in private, you got to bring it public.
Right.
That's civil rights movement right there.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask you. You ain't gonna help me. All right, and I'm gonna forcefully. I'm gonna do something.
My nigga T with me. You know what I mean? Yeah. I appreciate you, my nigga T. You know what I mean? And that's the truth, though.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's not just our community. Houston's going through it, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Houston's really
going through
it, too.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Kansasburg, they got their fair share of what they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
They're going through it, too, in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Kansasburg.
Why the fuck we gotta drive 20 miles and all these other schools? Listen, all these other schools look like motherfucking colleges.
Yeah. Kansasburg got money.
Everybody, they look like colleges.
One of the fastest
these
growing
kids,
schools.
Middle
in the
schools
state.
And elementary look like colleges, man.
It's one of the fastest growing schools in the state, Kansasburg.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, so like,
shout out to my Canamac.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to the Big Macs. Hey, alumni 2004. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like the Big Mac. I met a few Kansasburg women that's all right. You know what I mean? You help me waste time. You know what I mean?
But you know what? I want to get into something, guys. Let's talk about a little something. Because we got awesome. Something coming up. How y'all feel about this Super Bowl? We got the 49ers and we got Kansas City Chiefs.
I can't wait.
Who do you got?
Oh, you already know. Come on, man. Really, I mean, granted, listen, man.
Would anybody bet against Mahomes at this point?
No, it's hard. Listen, how
can you?
It's hard because
they look terrible this year, all year.
But look at that last game, how easy they did it. Like it wasn't nothing. Because
they didn't care about the regular season.
It's always Steelers all day.
I need more Casamigo.
They're bored with that shit.
Nah, it's not that they bored. It's not that they bored. It's just, you know, when you get into that bag, You know what I mean? You turn it. Matter of fact, forget the bags. When you get to that, when you get to the playoffs, it's a different animal because you already know what to do. That's why Baltimore had a problem because he never been there.
Right.
So he was super nervous. Mahomes was like, I'll wait for it.
Mahomes was sitting right in the
pocket. He was sitting in the pocket talking about, yeah, I'll wait for it.
Yep.
Oh, there you go.
Bing. Yep.
And you know what I mean? Kelsey. Baltimore was just a little too hyper. He just wanted to get the ball out. He didn't know if he wanted to run or throw the ball. He wanted to do it at the same time sometimes. Mm-hmm. But you know it happens.
But that's the shit they be talking about, Lamar. It's just a different level.
Yeah.
Like, but he can do level. Both.
Like, I hate the disrespect.
I think next year he's going to do it.
Well, he hasn't really made it before because he gets hurt every year. Except
that's why I think next year he's going to do it. Because now he tasted it. So now it's going to make him even more hungrier for next year.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, and that's how it be.
And he's going to be MVP.
Yeah.
He's going to be a two-time MVP.
That's it.
Yeah, I know.
That's terrible.
Yeah, but you also got to realize they had a lot of mistakes. And it wasn't just him. It was a lot of them. You feel what I'm saying? And a lot of times he was overthrowing them, but if it touched your hands, you should be able to catch it.
That's a fact.
You feel what I'm saying?
You're getting paid for that.
Yeah, but you know, it is what it is, man.
Okay, so.
But you think, who you think? Who you think, the 49ers?
I love the 49ers, man.
They got a lot
I do
of
like
weapons.
The Niners. They got, but, they got and a lot they're of a high powered, it's a high powered team. I've seen what they did to
Brock
the Steelers.
Purdy just showed that he's not just a game
he's not
manager.
A bitch.
They came
not
back
a
from,
bitch.
What, 17 down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if Debo gets started, and Chris, listen,
get
McCaffrey.
Started.
Christian McCaffrey is a dominant, honky in the game. He's dominant.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? That boy,
white running backs get no respect, but he's the truth.
Yeah, no, he's the truth. Christian McCaffrey.
Can't be mad
truth.
At Dodo. We earned that fact.
His daddy was dope too back in the day.
We thank you, Martin.
Ed McCaffrey was nasty back in the day. So
it is black.
Yeah,
that's
a fact. Yeah, my birthday's in a few days. It's one of these days this week. I can't wait.
Yeah. Man.
He said his birthday's
week. Every day's every day.
Yeah. That's how we do it.
So I know I remember telling y'all we going to get into some shit. So how many of y'all used to watch wrestling back in the day? Like WWE?
Man.
Yeah,
I was
grew
up on that.
Nah.
You already know. You already know who's the truth.
Hogan. Chris McCaffrey.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Hulkamaniacs. I was a Hulkamaniac back in the day.
So
I remember. In the
Ultimate Warrior fan.
My dad had the fucking... Them cable boxes where you get all the channels.
Yeah,
back
everybody
so
had one of them.
So I had
I was
all the
watching
pay-per-views.
All the pay-per-views.
Yeah, all the pay-per-views. My brother used to get them all the time.
Yep.
Yeah, facts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so have y'all heard about Vince McMahon?
Nah, what happened with Vince McMahon?
You know what I'm saying? They had to let Vince McMahon stepped down because there's some
there you go.
Some got another one.
He on that. Everybody getting exposed 2024.
I got the text messages though.
Oh. Yeah. Talk about it. Give me some of that tea.
I got the text messages. You know what I'm saying? And this shit is crazy. So there's this lady that is suing Vince McMahon for sex trafficking.
Oh shit!
And a whole bunch of other shit. However, once I read the messages,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel like this man was sex trafficking.
So does this go back to the word of the day?
This goes back to the word of the day.
Okay.
So let me read the text messages. This is Vince McMahon talking to the girl.
Let's get it. You gotta take it. Hey, let me get a chip, bro. You just gonna keep eating the chips in front of you?
Pass
the chips, man.
Hold on one second. Hey, these messages are hellacious.
He was just thinking about himself.
Give me a second.
She ain't even over her shit.
All right. This is Vince McMahon talking to the girl. I love it. That's you, Janelle. You just can't get enough, can you? In the future, it's going to be so bad that you'll be demand to be fucked twice a day, and not just with blank in a three-way. Why not let others see the beautiful, voluptuous body and watch you shake uncontrollably when you come? They'll go out of their minds. What the fuck?
So
man?
Listen, this is all I'm saying. Yo,
hey, I done sent some
crazy ass text messages. Read my transcripts from shit I did before, like that's just gonna sound crazy. That's just gonna sound crazy when you read it out loud,
right?
So like, he was fucking her.
Oh, dog. And there's a lot of niggas fucking her.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to see what times it was, because a lot of people don't realize, man. Back in the day was different times, man. Like, back in the day, look at all the movies. It was way different times. Right. Like, if you really judge everybody for what they do from back in the day, a lot of movies would not play no more.
Right, right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, I'm not saying it's right.
Don't make it right.
No, yeah, I'm not saying
ethics,
nowhere.
But the ethics have
changed. I'm not saying no way, in shape, form that anybody getting taken or anything like that is right. I'm not saying that. What I'm basically saying is different times was different situations. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like where people joked differently, where a lot of people did, they was in the college and was doing...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Doing stuff. You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
And back then it was everybody had a good time. Some people went a little too overboard, but a lot of people had good times. They still tell them stories to this day.
Right.
About how they was doing stuff. You feel what I'm saying? So
here's another this is what lets me know this person was down for whatever this man was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He said, your last picture. You need your panties ripped off and three big black dicks.
Oh shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I hear the whole story. That's why I'm staying quiet.
Yeah, the whole story.
Hey, this nigga. He went all the way in.
For this nigga
to be talking to this person like that.
Damn.
Come on, man. You're down with it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't know what.
Christ.
Hey, it gets crazy.
And the first two lines.
That was crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So pretty much, Vince used this chick for the wrestlers. You know what I'm saying? And she was cool with it.
So that's sex trafficking.
But she's cool with it.
Is she? What's her response?
That's what I want to hear.
Okay. So there's one where they got the response. He said, those compliments will keep on coming, baby. Just wait and see. I totally understand and agree.
So she agreed to the price. She agreed to the price and then changed her mind later.
He said, Johnny gets drunk and sloppy and could easily make a mistake, and that could cost him his job and yours too. Verbal communication is the way to go.
That sounds illegal.
That said, have you and Johnny talked about breakfast tomorrow?
Pharaoh, that sounds illegal.
That damn sure do.
Yo.
I'm not touching that one. I'm going to leave that alone.
That sounds illegal. But I think she was coerced, and she agreed forcefully.
Hey, she took the money.
They all do. They all do.
Are you a victim or a participant?
It depends.
I mean, it depends on how big the bag was. She probably took it and said, this ain't enough.
It depends.
I came too much.
Wait, you're
I think I need another bag.
You're worth a billion. We need that.
Okay, so here's one where she's responding. He said, exactly, baby. He's not He's not the only one. He said, blank called me this afternoon begging to eat you and fuck you with his nice, hard dick. And she said, give me another week, baby, and I'll be ready. I'm feeling more like myself. It's not great, but it's getting better. Tell him soon.
Yeah, she didn't want to do that shit. She was trying to say no.
Nah, cause niggas
I read that. I caught that different. I caught that as she was saying, hold on, I went a little too hard last week.
She's trying to do it again. She said, tell him, baby, soon.
I need more time means I don't want to fuck.
No, meaning niggas them beat the brakes, beat your back in. Niggas beat your back
in. She needs a reset.
Yeah, she needs a reset. And she said, tell him, baby, soon, I'll be ready. So she's complicit.
Are you a victim or a participant?
You know what I'm saying? Let's be real.
I mean, it might not, all right, so it might not be illegal, but it's unethical.
It's it's unethical.
Like Harvey Weinstein.
It's not illegal.
Do you want to get the part? You got to suck my dick. But you want to get the part.
No, that's unethical. That's all the way different. It's not illegal.
No. That's all the way different.
That's the illest. He said it's unethical and illegal.
If they say yes, it's not illegal.
I'm not
mad
at that.
It's unethical.
That's crazy.
Hold up. Let me shout out. One of our new publicists to the company, she just got hired on with us.
Hey, yo.
Jen.
Hey.
Motherfucker
hey,
T. Hey, you know what I mean?
Jenny Henny.
You know what I mean?
Hey, speak.
You got to at least say what's up one time.
Say what's up.
You know what I mean? She put this together to let me to come down and rock out with the inbox.
Yeah,
production.
Hey, I want to give a round of applause for Jenny Henny. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for helping me put this together. I appreciate it.
Yeah, tell us your name. Tell us a little about yourself.
Yeah, let her know what's going on, true gas wise. You know what I mean?
I mean, we got a lot of history, though. A lot of. We got to
get on the mic.
My bad. Scared, girl. I'm old.
Let me get the headset real quick.
I know, we go way, way back. Mm-hmm. Way, way back. Before, like, you got big, and I always told you, I see so much potential in you. And I always told you, you're going to get big. Don't forget about the homie.
Yeah, I ain't forget you.
Right. I said, save a spot on the team for me.
Yeah.
Here we are. PR, though?
Yeah,
that's pretty serious.
Yep. I feel, I don't know, everything.
I'm stoked. Like, it's, I don't know, it's.
We just run a real business.
If you're doing PR work, you a PR. Right. Listen, this is one thing I learned.
I'm like a people. Yeah, you know I mean, like it's.
This is one thing I learned in this industry, and I'm just getting started. If you're in the room, you're supposed to be in that room, no matter how you got there. Like if you're in the room, you're supposed to be in that room.
Yeah, I like these niggas, man.
Yeah, it's real.
And another thing, like you,
I come back anytime.
Like the quietest person in the room, I feel like
anytime,
always has the most to say.
More than welcome.
You know what I mean, that's
more than welcome.
Yeah, that's why I don't understand. I'm always the quietest person. That's why
but you always said you're a very intellectual human.
Through,
I always said, like, he's very intellectual.
Like,
he's very
absorbing. He's absorbing all that.
That's why, like, we always click because it could be the most random shit ever. And we somehow, and we don't even know how. It'd be 5 o'clock in the morning on the one street I lived on. And we'd just be in the, remember my Oval Office?
Yeah.
We just be in there just talking shit at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, fast.
Before I had kids and shit now.
Yeah, nigga, we had bills.
This is my first time tucking my kids in.
Yeah, fast.
You know what I mean? But mommy need to live a little bit because shit. Yeah. Mommy was wild back in the day.
I'm glad you made it, Jack.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
So,
what's
question.
Just talk to me, man.
So, what advice do you got for any up and coming rappers that's trying to get into the game and get their feet wet and really
don't stop?
Call me. Call 917-723.
Put your number up.
8367. I get you rolling. Consultation free. You know what I mean? We get you moving and get you where you need to be. You know what I mean? We help with your full branding and we really move brands. You know what I mean? We got a lot of clients we're dealing with and we set up a full team to be able to make sure you had that artist development in place. We get studio time. We have a lot of different servicing for artists because it's what it is. It's a business. People forget the music business.
Business.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's business.
Not the music friendship.
Yeah, let's talk business. You ready for business?
So
you can
much.
Move it. You know what I mean?
Talent only means so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fact.
So if you had a you talk a lot about branding. You talk a lot about artist development.
Yeah.
If you had to say one thing that it was for you to just take off, what was that one thing that you feel like was like the top thing that made you take off?
When I look at my kids at night and realize it's only me. Ain't nobody coming to save me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what took it off from there. That's you know dope. What I mean? I look at my daughters and I'm like, yo, like, all these late nights in the studio, all these late nights, everybody asleep, and you in the basement trying to get your studio rogan and record it and trying to create the product to be able to give to your audience and let them digest it and feel it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It all meant something when it became a business, you know what I mean? So, like, why not take it to the next level? Why lose, you know what I mean?
And then one other thing, you want people to come to you, you want to help. What is it that you got to see in them to accept them as a client? Because I know you're not just going to take anybody.
What I tell people, anybody I deal with, I tell them, I can't want it more than you.
Right.
If I want it more Absolutely. Than you, then we can't do business because I'm going to go harder than you. And
you're not going to exist. As fuck.
Yeah.
You're not going to exist.
It's not going to exist. So before I sign any contracts or deal any type of business with any artist, any promoter, booking agent, anybody that I deal with that's trying to move my whole True Gas brand, I ask them that question. You know what I mean? And if you can't answer that question timely, considerably, and honorably, then what's the point of me putting my time in you because I'm wasting time.
Absolutely. I like that. It's gems, people.
Yeah. Gems. Soak them up. So what do you got coming up?
Oh, damn, we got to drop the sauce. Well, we going back to Europe, nigga. You know what I mean?
Oh.
We got the India tour coming up. We got the Australia tour coming up.
Oh, you know hey, mean? Mate.
Oh, hey. You know what I mean?
Them big ass bugs.
Yeah, hey. My kids is coming with me, just, nigga. You know what I mean? So we out up. Here, you know what I mean?
That's what's up.
We set it all up. We have a whole babysitter man. Backstage for what we need.
I was just telling somebody.
School's online now, so like, I got it. You know what I mean? They in my custody. I own my kids is in my custody. You know what I mean? 100%. I'm dad.
That's what's up.
At the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, nigga. You know what I mean?
Hey, that's bigger than any of this shit. That's bigger than any of the other shit.
Kids need their daddy.
Yeah, so like, that's what I'm on right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we rolling like that. And the goal don't change, just the plan. You know what I mean?
Listen.
That's where my head's at right now to stay focused.
I want to tell you something. Hey, so when you go to Australia, dog, if you see any of them big ass fucking spiders that eat dogs, you got to take a picture of that shit. I was telling somebody at work today, man. I was like, I don't want to ever go to Australia because the animals down there are ungodly.
Even the bugs want to kill you.
Dog,
they got fucking killer ants.
The fucking the dragons, the Komodo dragons.
Yeah,
nigga, they'll eat you.
That's in Australia.
Oh what?
Nigga, they'll eat you.
That's Australia.
Yeah.
I thought that was Africa.
Nigga, they'll eat. They eat cows, cuz.
They bite that. You and then they watch you die.
They eat you whole.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, shit, what?
Komodo dragons?
There's a video.
They eat you whole.
Now they bite you and their their saliva has so much bacteria
that it will kill you.
They watch you die.
Yeah.
They'll go and walk away and they'll watch you die and then they come and eat you.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I did not know that.
They
they just swallow you like a snake.
Swallow you.
Like a snake. Yeah, their mouth is like a snake.
It's crazy.
What?
That's not
crazy because I know somebody got a Komodo dragon.
That's Australia.
That's Australia.
It's usually Australia. That's where all the gotta leave. That's where the crazy.
That's down under.
What's the name?
That's down under.
That's down under. I'm gonna have to stay up top there. You know what I'm saying? That's Australia. That's they got crazy. Everything, bro.
Yeah, fast hard.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everything. Australia is crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
Australia is crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
We got the
spiders where all your shit be covered. Mm-hmm.
They said before you lay down, you got to shake
the
sheets.
We got to do the inbox in Australia.
I'm cool on that. I'm cool on the bugs.
Yeah, I don't do bugs either.
The closest thing to Australia I'm getting to is the Outback. So catch me there with a blooming onion and a steak. You know what I'm saying?
A blooming onion.
Fuck all that, man.
So
funny, yo.
Do we got any projects coming out this year that
we got a
whole
bunch
about?
Of projects.
Yeah, I've been working a lot. You know what I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I've been focused on family the last month, first quarter. You know what I mean, like I said, the plan changed, not the goal. So like that's what I've been focused on right now because my family needed me and they made the call and I was there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's what we do. We always there for the family.
So now, I mean, I got work to do. I got so much content dropping. And I'm dealing with so many more different clients now. I got a multiple 12 different clients I'm dealing with, you know what I mean, and still creating time to make sure my project is good. I got it. For the audience, I got you. I appreciate y'all holding on. Wait till you see what we do next.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Like, True Gas.
That's a fact.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So before I end this out, you know what I'm saying? I want to know what's your favorite song you ever made?
Ooh. That's a good question.
That's kind of fucked up. Yeah, that's even asked that.
Yeah, that's a good question. I want to hear this because I know which one is my favorite. So I want to hear which one is his favorite, and then I'm gonna tell you my favorite.
That's difficult.
If it ain't the same,
that's difficult. I mean, I'm released or released.
It don't matter.
Right? Yeah. It's.
It's hard to kind of say because he's like he always making stuff every day, so it's like how can you say your favorite when you always dropping something? Like we drop like at least in just a day we do at least 2, 3, 4, 5 songs a day. Even if they not finished, they still started.
Right, you feel
what I'm saying? So it's hard to say which one is your favorite. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But which one that. Can we switch the question up a little bit? Like,
yeah.
Which one is your favorite that you started?
I ain't gonna lie, I like Free Speech. You know what I mean?
Now, would that be something that you, is that like something you love? Is that a song you love to perform also too?
Oh, we always love
is it
to perform.
Out? I always see my trick is I perform songs I perform new songs at all my shows.
Mm-hmm.
I perform like one or two that they already know, but every time I do like, I test my songs in public. You know what
like
I mean?
Like a comedian.
Yeah, I test my songs in public. Like, and it's crazy because I ain't getting no feedback yet. You know what I mean? Straight up.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I test all my songs in public. So like, I think Free Speech was one of my favorites because I actually indulged into where my mindset was at the time. You know what I mean? But overall, if we's coming down to a song that represents who I am,
mm-hmm.
and who what we doing on this mission, I say that See God for Life track. That okay. I gotta win. Why would I lose, nigga? You know what I mean? Quiet. I think that'd be it, you know what I mean?
I feel like
because we never made losing an option.
Right.
We ain't never made that a stop. We ain't never made that a thought. And like I said, the plan changed, but the goal keep going, you know what I mean? So like that's where my mindset's at.
It's always
at all
a time.
And all my homie, all my family, everybody, that's where it sparked off at. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we just gonna get them lit. You know what I mean? That's what we on.
Yeah, that's what like it is.
Yep, that's it.
Like, it's something you was going through with that. So it's hard for you to pick and like this and just mind.
Yeah, she right. You right. Yeah, everything is what I was going through.
So it's hard for you to pick and choose because each song that you've done it was a significant part of what was going on.
Right. At that moment,
yeah,
or
that moment.
Even because yeah. we had a, it was crazy how many right. deaths has been. We had a lot of deaths yeah. in the situations. You feel yeah. what I'm saying? Like it's crazy.
My
I want to give shout out to all the people that we lost last year and the year before.
Absolutely, hey, shout out to them. RIP.
Facts.
Shout out to everybody. Hey,
yo, I had to play this song. This is one of my favorite joints that he ever made, and this shit right here is like one of my favorite B.
That's it. We gonna end it on that.
Well, I got one more thing to say.
Oh, well, guess. Let's hear it. Guess it.
But
awesome. Yummy.
So you know, being that this is the last show of the, you know, this is the season finale.
Finale.
I do want to kind of update y'all on what's gonna happen here in the future. So
okay,
we're finna take a little break. You know what I mean? Hopefully, we'll be back in March.
Like that.
And you know, I gotta get some business together and get some things right. And hopefully I just got a message today from a thankful listener. You know, shout out to Tina Green.
Wow.
And she
Yo.
Wants to know if we are
Tina Green.
You know, if we're gonna be on video on like Instagram and all that shit. And
That's a great question, Tina.
You can see us here soon.
How about y'all come holla at the family?
Yeah,
we got Marquee Media. We just did some shit with Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart got a whole food brand that he's coming out with for another company that he staked in with.
Oh, okay.
We just did the whole visual for that. You know what I mean?
That
me and Marquee Media. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, like, you know what I mean? We do that for real. Like, we have full production company, like,
Yeah, you know facts.
And we want to
offer
that.
We got a building and everything. You come out there, everything.
We got y'all, you know what I mean?
And you can smoke there.
No doubt.
that's always a plus.
Yeah, facts.
Always.
Yeah, facts.
Like, for real, you know what I mean? If y'all do.
Yeah, man. Yeah, because
I would like to keep growing with y'all, you know what I mean? Because it's hard to find people who really... I mean, it's focused.
We're growing. We
and understand the business though. Niggas gotta understand the business.
Right, right.
You know what I mean, we forget the business a lot. You know what I mean,
a lot of people forget the business, man.
Everybody wanna get lit, but ain't got nothing to contractual with. You know what I mean? Yeah. Exactly. So like, and that's how it go. You know what I mean? It's the music business.
Right. Hey.
Right here on the inbox.
Y'all gotta learn that music business. But yeah, so you know, hopefully you'll see us on the screen here soon. And I also want to say that you know, we lost a member. Shout out to Meg. You know, she's no longer with us. Shout out to Meg. You know,
yeah. Shout out to Meg.
We support her. You know what I mean?
Love, Meg. So what happened?
We need you here.
We'll always miss you.
You know what I'm saying? So
always welcome back, baby.
You know, but we just gonna keep on doing what we do and keep on moving on and moving strong. And I definitely got a lot of things lined up for season two. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the process of solidifying a lot of good guests. And shout out to Bag Fuel and my man Esso. You know what I'm saying? He shouted us out. You know what I mean? Not too long ago. And I'm just keep on trying to bring y'all good content.
Yeah.
You know, thank everybody for you know, that's tuned in throughout this whole shit. It's almost damn near, what, I'd say 8-9 month process, you know, that we've been on here, Indy 100. So, you know, thank y'all for listening and tuning in, and, you know, all your comments and everything. I appreciate it. We all appreciate it. And I want to shout out to, you know, my man C God, I want to thank him for coming through.
I appreciate you, my brother.
Hey, I appreciate you. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
Shout out to Jim for hooking us up. You know what I mean? And, you know.
Oh, season two, we got a breakdance. I feel like you a breakdancer.
No.
I feel like you got a breakdance skills, nigga. No. I ain't gonna lie. We got season two, you got. We gotta come back and see you break this.
He
pop in with you on break this.
Nah, I can't break dance. I can't dance for shit. Anyway,
season two. Hopefully, I'm gonna have my daughter play guitar. She's 3. She got a guitar for Christmas.
Oh, that's gonna be hard. We'll see. Yeah, it's gonna be hard.
We'll see.
That's something she'll always remember. Yeah, for real. I like that.
But but before we get out, hey, where can people find you? Let everybody know where they can find you.
Just go to Google, type in C God for Life, C -sign G-O-D, -4 L-I-F-E.
Hey.
You type it in, you check our page. We got mad stuff going on. Check up and keep updated. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you put your email in so I know it's you. And we can connect from there, and we can build our future from there.
If an artist wants to learn from you or get some artist development, same thing. See God for Life.
Same thing. You can inbox our messenger. I mean, my team will make sure they be able to direct you to me. Just make sure when you go in the inbox, you type in for life, and you get directed to me, and I take those calls, and I create those real interactions on top of the business, you know what I mean?
Okay. And what if we got some local people that want to help join the cause with helping out the community? Same thing?
You already know. They know how to get a hold of me. You know what I mean? Shoot. If you ain't got my number yet, hit me, you know what I mean? Hit me on the inbox or Google C God for Life, you know what I mean?
That's what's
up. They could talk to me in the Walmart. I'm in the Shopping Safe. I mean, I'm out here, you know what I mean? I be out here. I'm back home, you know what I mean? And I'm on my dad shit like crazy. And we holding the business down like crazy. And now I'm meeting new people and getting into the community, which feels amazing. So I thank the inbox for real, you know what I mean, for having
me
on here and being able to let me connect with y'all. And being real niggas on top of that, you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of fake niggas out here. It's a lot of bullshit ass niggas out here, and don't nobody want to correct it or check it. Right. So, absolutely. You know what I mean? So since nobody want to agree or to disagree, right. You know what I mean? I'm going to be the first one to let everybody know we need to clean it up. We need to figure this shit out. Yep. You know what I mean? And if you really want to talk about it, come on the inbox.
Appreciate you. Yes. Appreciate you. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Thank Definitely. You. And, yo, thank y'all for tuning in. Oh, also, hey, before we get out here, also, while we're on break, so... Y'all heard
we ain't on no fucking break, bro.
So you heard. So
we might not put a show out for a couple weeks, but we ain't on no break.
Well, you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying?
He trying to go on vacation. You don't even know yet. He got he got a nice cutie with a booty and a dude.
What beach you gonna be on?
So
we could do this remote. We could do this remote. I'll have you call in.
Hey, we're good. We're good. But while we're while we're figuring, getting some stuff together, I do want y'all to check out for, on the last episode, we had Fee on the show. Well, she got a show that, she's going to be popping up every now and then. And, you might listen to see what she got to say. So in between now and then, you're going to hear some of that. And plus, I got some episodes in the tuck that y'all ain't never heard before that y'all would love. And you never know, but we'll see y'all here soon. So shout out to everybody, and
shout out to
Bob. Life is a highway. If you stay in the right lane, you ain't gotta worry about crashing out. Peace.
Dubtown, peace. Baby,
the inbox.
I love it.
Thank you.
Inbox.